This event doesn't just occur just like that. It goes through a lot of organisation and so on and so forth. And the head of that organisation of IHRC, I'd like to invite him now to come and speak to you. President Masood Shajari! Let's invite him, Masood Shajari!
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It really is fantastic to see you all here. Such a diverse group of people. This year, we have the largest number of organization, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, and secular joining us. That is a message in that. Also, our numbers was larger than years before. We are giving a message that the message of freedom of God is getting through. But we are not going to rest until every Palestinian is free, and is free at last. Brothers and sisters, I congratulate you because you have passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have come down here to stand up for those who are crying and are saying, Ya Allah, send us helper, send us protector. Ya Allah, where is your Ummah of Islam? Where are they? Why are they not coming forward? You have passed that test. Let us make sure that every Muslim, every human being will also pass that test by next year. Talk to your friends, talk to your relatives, talk to your neighbors, talk to your colleagues. Make sure that there is no point of supporting Palestinians by silence. They need to get active. They need to get involved. Do not buy any Israeli goods whatsoever. You know, I went outside the shop in Meadowvale, outside Islamic Center, and they had dates, Israeli dates. He puts the box in the back, he puts it in the plastic bag, and he sells it outside in the front. I told him, don't you fear Allah? Don't you fear Allah? You might as well put pork chops there. You might as well put whiskey down there. And you might as well ask people to break their fast with that. Because it's all the same. There is no difference. It's haram. Wallahi, it's haram. It's stolen dates. It's a stolen land. You break your fast with that. What that makes you? Please, make sure no one goes to Marks and Spencer. Nobody supports even a penny any Israeli or Israeli supporting companies. There is a task for us all the year to do this. I hope and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the victory in Egypt will be a total victory. But let me tell you, the Zionists are sitting in the shadows. The United States still wants to get the lost ground back. The ground that they lost at time of Mubarak. We need to be aware. We need to be supportive. We need to be waking up. Please, please, liberate your mind first and liberate Palestine second, because you cannot liberate Palestine without liberating your mind. Brothers and sisters, thanks once more. And I thank all the organizations that put their name. I also would like to thank Metropolitan Police. They have done a fantastic job. Let's give them a big clap. Thank you, officers. It's not actually between me normally to thank Metropolitan Police, but one is due to thank them, to recognize we should do it, and we should thank them today. Thank you very much. At last, but not the least, I would like to invite our sister Lauren Booth. She is going to finish the whole thing with the dua. With prayers, Sister Lord.